It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, we welcome you to Motherlode Views. I'm PGA Hansen, your host. While most of the attention this weekend is centered around the Motherlode Roundup in Sonora, we are now just days away, actually, from the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee as well. That's coming up May 14th through the 17th. We're going to hear all about this year's fair from the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee CEO, Lori Giannini. Lori, thanks so much for coming on Motherlode Views today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's hard to believe May is here. The fair is just around the corner. So what is the theme going to be this year?
Our fair theme is let frogs sing and freedom ring, and it is a salute to America's 250th birthday.
Very nice. And I know the Frog Goodwill Tour has been taking place over recent weeks, so what can you tell us about this?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to go to 13 grammar schools. I think three convalescent facilities or retirement facilities. And then we were at the Capitol this week, and it was our 50th anniversary jump at the Capitol. And we will be at the Government Center Tuesday.
So this coming Tuesday at the Government Center. And it's hard to believe 50 years at the state Capitol this year.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then Senator Marie Alvarado Gill, she was the host this year?
She was. She was the host.
So how did it go? Was it a good turnout and a good mix of lawmakers and staff members and that type of thing?
Oh, it was a great turnout. We had lots of lawmakers. We had some people come down from the departments. We had, of course, a lot of media. So it was a good, good turnout.
You know, what kind of goes into putting on that big international frog jump each year? I know there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
So there is a lot that happens. You know, it's also our county fair. So it's everything that implies, such as, you know, we have all of our competitions, all of our entertainment, our livestock shows, our auctions, our rodeo, our concerts. So we have all of that. And then we have this quirky little thing that we like to call a frog jump. And the frog jump is ran by a committee of volunteers, and they actually work on it pretty much year-round. And there's the procurement of frogs and the health and welfare of the frogs and taking care of the frogs to the best of our ability and making sure the frogs are returned safely. So there is a lot that goes into it.
And then looking ahead to the upcoming fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee, so I know each day kind of has special events taking place. So let's kind of like run through the days coming up. So the first day of the fair on Thursday, what type of activities and things can people expect?
So, of course, we have our livestock shows, and then we have our junior legacy stampede events, which are our horse show events. It's a little different. It's more like rodeo-type events, but no rough stock, for kids that they can compete in. And then also on Thursday, kids are free, which is awesome. And 12 and under are free. It's also Rodeo Queen Day, Miss Calaveras Day. All of our small stages have a lot of entertainment on them. And also we're doing a big emphasis on Thursday, which is Kids Day, kind of an anti-bullying campaign. We just want to make sure that our kids understand that in our community, kindness is the number one thing.
Very nice.
We have some banners and we have some giveaways that talk about just being kind and respectful of each other.
And is it going to kick off with the parade in Angels Camp?
Oh, yeah. We have our kitty parade. We love our kitty parade. Now it's called the youth parade. But, yes, we are going to be having our kitty parade. That's at 10 o'clock downtown Angels Camp. And so we're really excited about that and expecting a great turnout.
And then Thursday evening, so Miss Calaveras, is that going to be the big event on the grandstand?
Yes, but we also have our Rodeo Queen competition during the day. So we will be having our fair dedication to the Aldi and Paula Brelio family, followed by the crowning of the 2026 Rodeo Queen senior rodeo queen, junior and mini rodeo queen. So there's three different queens. And then that will be followed by one of our Friends of the Fair drawings where if you've entered the drawing, you could win $1,000. And then it's Miss Calavera's time at 8 o'clock.
And then you mentioned there's going to be special dedication to that special family. Can you tell us a little bit about mm-hmm. them and how they were selected?
Well, each year the board picks a family and or organization to dedicate the fair to. And the Berlioz family has just been, they've been significant volunteers for generations. And Paula Berlioz, actually her dad was on the fair board. And her mom ran the switchboard out here when she was a kid. And so she's been involved since she was a kid. And then she married Aldi, and Aldi was a 4-H leader. He's an electrician by trade, so he's taught. He did 4-H electrician classes back in the day. And then became really active in the Junior Livestock Committee. And he has served on the Junior Livestock Committee probably, 45 years. Is what we're thinking.
Okay.
So a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always a highlight, too. I was going to say, just to see, these families come up, because they mean so much to the community, and the community always seems to mean so much to them as well.
Yeah, and then what's really great is now they have that second generation or third generation, really, just getting involved. Their son Alvin serves on the city council and helps with the livestock department. Their daughter-in-law, Cora, actually helps with our special needs livestock show, Breaking Boundaries. Their daughter-in-law, Natalie, actually runs our little Miss Agriculture pageant. And their daughter and daughter-in-laws help with the buyer's breakfast. So everybody's really involved.
Yeah, so much happening on that first day. So looking ahead to day two on Friday, what are some of the highlights?
Oh, my gosh. Friday, we're so excited because, again, we have, of course, we have frog jumping. We have our livestock shows. We also have a special thing we're doing is senior 65 and older. If you buy your ticket from 8 to 2, it's only $5 for the day. And you get to stay the whole day, enjoy the Pantillas concert, and all the other things we have going on at the fairgrounds. Also, our first 500 customers are going to get a $2 off coupon for a corn dog or a funnel cake. So we're super excited about those specials that are going on that day. We have lots of entertainment. Calaveras Idol is that day. And we also have, all of our children's entertainment. We've added some this year. We have a scientist magic show, which is really fun. We have a sing-along performer, which is going to be great. Coventry and Calusa, which is kind of a juggling clown act, which is really fun. We have steel drums, which is another fun family act. So we've really put a concentration on our family entertainment this year. Just want to make a lot of things that families can do that don't cost additional money. We have a great carnival, and I hope they enjoy that too. But sometimes they're looking for something a little different. We have a little tractor pull for kids. We have our Magic Bean Show, which is an agriculture-focused children's entertainment. And we also have the cutest show on earth. So many really fun things for kids.
Yeah, it sounds like with the specials that the fair does too, you can come to the fair and you can spend as much money as you want, but it sounds like you really want to make sure that everybody has that opportunity if they want to make sure to take part and be part of the fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's really important to us because our board and staff realize that, things are tough for many families. And so we want to make sure that we give opportunity for discounts, that we give opportunity, one day kids are free. If kids have done their reading log, they can get in Saturday or Sunday for free. We just want to help families be able to take advantage of the discounts, which are online, which are at frogtown.org, which are also, you can buy your tickets in advance at the fairgrounds, just to help people be able to enjoy the fair. You can also bring an ice chest with your own food, as long as you don't have any glass or alcohol. So that's really special, too, that you can still do that here at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, that's kind of a rarity, isn't it, when you look at fairs across the state these days?
Yes, it is. It's very rare. It's very rare. But it's our experience that we offer this for our families. But most, you know, but people still want that one corn dog or that one funnel cake or whatever their favorite fair food is.
You said funnel cake twice, and that's my favorite, Lori, every year. We need to take a quick break.
Yes.
We're talking with Lori Giannini on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're previewing the upcoming Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. It's just around the corner, May 14th through the 17th at the fairgrounds in Angels Camp. Lori Giannini, the fair CEO of the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee, is joining us on this weekend show. So, Lori, we went through days 1 and 2 on Thursday and Friday. What are some of the highlights for Saturday?
Saturday, we're starting off strong. We have that arm wrestling competition, and we're really focusing on first responders, and so we're hoping that we get some first responders to compete, which is really fun. We have our rodeo slack starting, and then our rodeo performance is, I think the rodeo starts at 7:30, but our grand entry is at 6:30. We have some really special events happening that day too. We have a welding competition where we have, I believe, 32 young people who are going to be competing in a welding competition. As a board and staff, we think it's really important to encourage vocational arts, and so our ag mechanics is real big, and now we've taken that a step further with this welding competition. And that'll actually be hosted at Distinctive Metals, which is next door. So we're really excited about that. Also, we do a program called Breaking Boundaries, and Breaking Boundaries is a program that allows disabled physically or disabled mentally folks to compete, kids and adults to compete in a livestock show. And so we have a team that helps us with that, and it's just been very rewarding to see some of these kids and some of these adults just really make that connection with an animal that they've never done before. And so we will be doing that at 9 o'clock down in our swine arena. And that's a really special program for us. We've actually, I'm proud to say that we actually won a state award for that program. And that's also something that we're hoping that other fairs will adopt, because it's a really neat thing to see. And of course, we have all of our other entertainment going on all day long. Our building, we have so many things in our buildings for folks to do and see. And we have a pie eating contest and a hula hoop contest. And, you know, we have all those things that just make us really special, because we want people to feel like maybe they step back in time or just feel good about their experience, and that's what we strive for. You know, we're trying to help families make memories, and that's really important to us.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun at the Calaveras County Fair. So Saturday is a big turnout day, but then the grand finale is going to be on Sunday. So if people are going to be coming out just Sunday or all the days, what can they expect on Sunday?
Sunday is so exciting. So Sunday we have our junior livestock auction, which starts in the morning. And BJ, I have to say that we have more entries this year than we've had in the 35 years I've worked here.
Wow.
And in our livestock area, we've had to borrow panels from neighboring fairs to have enough space, rent tents, create barn space, because we have so many entries this year. So that's something we're really proud of. And so we started out strong with our junior livestock auction. Then we have our international fog jump finals, and that's at 3 o'clock. We have some really cool things happening. Riley Kitchell, who's local, he would like to beat the record for winning, which right now he's tied with another competitor for winning 3 times. If he would like to win 4 times. Everybody wants to break that world record, which now the purse for breaking the world record is $20,000, which is pretty cool. We also have our destruction derby that day. The Friends of the Fair are doing their $10,000 drawing that day. So there are so many great things going on. And I have to say, we're going to have really tremendous weather. So it's just a great day to be at the fair.
Yeah, so $20,000 if a frog breaks Rosie the Riveter's record?
Yes.
Wow.
21 feet, 5 3/4 inches, set in 1986 by Lee Judici. If that record is broken in our finals, then it's $20,000.
I couldn't imagine the celebration to see if that record ever did fall. That would be pretty exciting.
I know. I mean, it's, what is that, 86? Is that 40 years?
Oh, 40 years, yeah. 86. 40 years on the dot this year.
Yeah. So it's very, you know, and we're going to have really good weather, and so the conditions are going to be right for it to happen, and pretty excited about that for sure.
Mentioned too the junior livestock auction, more entrants than ever, mm-hmm. So that's going to require quite a few bidders as well. So what do people need to know if they want to take part and help the local youth leaders of the community?
Oh, great question. So we would love for you to come to breakfast. Just come, breakfast is at 7 here at the fairgrounds. Just come to the front office. We have a shuttle that will take you to breakfast. If you are a potential buyer, you don't have to pay admission. You are our guest for the day. We'll take you to breakfast. You can sign up to be a buyer and just enjoy the auction. It's a great opportunity to get, you know, really quality beef, swine, poultry, rabbit, goat, and lamb. So it's just a great opportunity, especially if you really care about what your family eats and you like having meat in your freezer. This is a perfect opportunity to do that.
And how important is this too for the local kids, and what are the types of things that they do throughout the year to get ready to this point?
Well, you know, it's a really big commitment, because you have to put as much time or more time in than if you play a sport. But here's the thing: is you are raising a living, breathing animal that is going to end up in our food chain. So the learning aspect of it is huge. How, you know, how to house them properly, what to feed them, exercising them. So there's the actual animal care and quality assurance. And then there's the marketing part, you know, sending out buyer's letters or, you know, visiting local businesses and really marketing your product. And then there's the actual business side, because you have to have a budget. You know, how much is your animal going to cost? How much is your feed going to cost? How much are, you know, the other things you need to do to make sure the animal is healthy? And then, you know, your fair entries and all of that. And so then you have this, you know, budget. What do you really need to make to break even or make money? For us, it's important that kids break even, and we like them to make a little bit of money so they can have, you know, the seed for the next year.
Well, we need to take one more break. We're talking about the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee on this weekend's Motherload Views. It's coming up May 14th through the 17th in Calaveras County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll have one more segment in just a minute. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we're previewing the upcoming Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee this year falling May 14th through the 17th at the fairgrounds in Angels Camp. Joining us on the program this weekend is Lori Giannini, the fair CEO. And Lori, anything else that's kind of new and exciting this year that we haven't talked about much yet on this weekend show?
Well, you know what we have going on, BJ, that I'm really excited about is we've added a stage.
Okay.
So we have a stage that's really dedicated to family entertainment. And that's going to be in our Tom Sawyer Hall. And with that, we just have some great entertainers lined up. And so super excited about all of that because just gives more, you know, for our families to do. We also have an expanded craft area in that building where kids can come and just do crafts, or older people can come do crafts. In our professional arts building, there is a really fun poetry contest that that kids can enter and read their poetry. So I just feel like we have so much going on, and it's just a really incredible year for just more entertainment, more things for families to do. And so all of that is really, really exciting. And, you know, we're, again, with our Miss Little Miss Agriculture, which is a little pageant for our younger kids. And that's really fun. And they get to dress up and we ask them some questions about agriculture. So we really enjoy that also. Some of our new entertainment, we have Jeff Martin. He is a scientist, and he does a magic show and combined with science, which is really great. And so that's going to be for that kids can enjoy it and just really learn more. And so just a lot of really fun entertainment. And I'm really looking forward to families really getting to enjoy that. Yeah, so there's just lots of great, great things. You know, there's always new booths, new food, you know, so we're excited about that, too.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what can people expect when it comes to vendors if they're wanting to come out and do some shopping on that day?
Well, we have all kinds of vendors. We have vendors in our March Wind Hall. We have outside vendors. We have vendors down below. So everything, you know, everything from and gutters to tractors to clothes to frog things, essential oils. There's just all kinds of things. Jewelry, of course. So there's lots of things for people to spend their money on and just get some unique things, too. You know, we have a whole area in our commercial building that is just for folks who make their own items.
And then
we're excited about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, the competitions are obviously a big part of the fair. What can you tell us just about, you know, putting on those various competitions throughout the year?
What do you mean?
When talking about when they enter, you know, different competitions at the fair, at the still exhibits and things
so,
like that.
So, you know, we have to get a panel of judges. And then the judges, you know, and they have to be qualified and not have any conflicts of interest. And then the judges judge. And so a lot of people take their competition seriously, and excuse me, and you know we have special awards for baking and preserved foods and all kinds of things. So
seems like too the wine competition is getting more and more prestigious over the years.
It is. We had quite a few wines this year, and you know that's something we spend a lot of time on is getting those qualified judges.
And then
the wine competition is big.
The Wine Pavilion, is that going to be back this year?
Yes, it is. Where you can see the award-winning wines. You can see the amateur wines that won. And you can also do some wine tasting there.
Then, as we alluded to earlier, a lot of fair food. I mentioned that the funnel cake is always my go-to. Do you have a favorite at the fair each year?
You know, it's a pretzel booth. I love the pretzels. I love the jalapeno cheese pretzel. That's probably my favorite.
Oh, that's a brave one. Yes, the jalapeno cheese.
Yes. I love that one.
Very good. So, and then if people are going to be coming, I know a lot of parking on site, but what should people keep in mind if they're going to be heading over to the fair the coming weekend?
You know, just, you know, same thing I tell the kids, just be patient and kind with each other, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a really great parking team, so just make sure, you know, bring a bottle of water, stay hydrated, wear sunscreen. All of those things are super important.
And then what's the best way to get tickets? Should they come to the fair that day or should they get them out of town?
Frogtown.org.
Frogtown.org. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are there different prices if they order ahead of time or if they come the day of?
Yes. It's convenient. It's a little cheaper. The only thing is the Friday deal for seniors is only at the fair. You can't get that one in advance.
So the Calaveras County Fair Jumping Frog Jubilee, it's always the big weekend each year where the spotlight's on the fairgrounds. Anything else that's been taking place kind of over the past year when it comes to improvements or projects or anything like that?
Oh, gosh, we've had so many improvements. Right now, we've just our big improvement this spring has been our arena. We've really spent we were able to get a grant, and we spent a lot of money and time on our arena. And then we were also able to do some other things, buy some new equipment. You know, we have new air conditioners in a couple of our buildings. And then we actually bought a new beef scale and all kinds of things.
Do you have a full fair board right now, or are you still waiting to get more members?
We have 7, and we have the potential for 9.
Okay. So what is kind of the role of the fair board and their decision-making process as opposed to kind of like the fair CEO?
Well, I work for them. And they are appointed by the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And so fair board is, you know, their policy-making board. And they're in charge of the the overall financial and physical, you know, financial welfare, the physical welfare of the facility, the financial welfare of the facility, and that's what they
do. Got it. And I know the Friends of the Fair always has done some good things over the years. What can you tell us about the Friends of the Fair group?
The Friends of the Fair is an amazing group of individuals, and they are our nonprofit arm, and they're a foundation, and they've built a memorial pavilion. Those air conditioners that I'm talking about, they've paid for. They've repaired roofs. They've bought equipment. So there's all kinds of things that they have done for us.
And I know I've asked you about this a little bit in the past, but the economic impact of the Calaveras County Fair, has it been quantified to kind of look at how much
for the fairgrounds is $5.2 million annually.
So that's a lot of money it brings in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what people don't understand is fairgrounds are different in smaller communities because a fairgrounds in a small community is an economic engine. And that's what I say about the frog, too. The frog is more than a frog, and that's why we're so protective of it, and we take really good care of the frogs. And our reputation is because the frog itself is an economic engine for our community.
Well, Lori, as always, I appreciate talking to you and getting excited about the upcoming Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee, again, the 14th through the 17th. Any final comments you'd like to make today?
No, I just hope everybody comes and joins us. We just love for our neighbors to come, and if you're not from here, we want you to become one of our neighbors. So we're really proud of our heritage, but we really try hard to have a culture that is very inviting and is welcoming to everyone.
And I look forward to seeing you again there this year.
All right. Thanks, BJ.
Well, thank you. We've been talking with Lori Giannini. She's the CEO of the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.